بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن وليي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين.
Truly, my protector is Allah, who keeps me safe, so that I need no one besides Him. I fear nothing from your idols, because Allah sent down the book as a guidance to people. And it is He who protects those who do good among His creation, keeping them safe and helping them.
وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ.
Those you call upon, all idolaters, from amongst these idols, are not able to help you and are not able to help themselves. For they are utterly incapable, unable to do anything. So how can you call upon them instead of calling upon Allah?
وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُوا وَتَرَاهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ.
If you call your idols which you worship instead of Allah to the right path and steadfastness, they will not hear you calling them. You see them facing you with painted eyes, objects that cannot see. For they used to make statues in the form of people and animals, with hands, feet and eyes. But they were just objects, inanimate and unable to move.
خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين.
Accept from people, O Messenger, what they are able to do, the actions and conduct that is easy for them, and do not require them to do things that are too difficult for them, because that will drive them away. Instruct them to speak in a beautiful way and to do good actions, and turn away from those who are foolish, and do not face them in their ignorance, returning like for like. Whoever harms you, do not harm them, and whoever denies you something, do not deny them.
وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And if you feel that Satan is bringing you an evil suggestion or stopping you from doing good, then ask Allah for protection and seek refuge with Him. He hears whatever you say and is aware of you when you seek protection, and He will protect you from Him.
الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون.
Those who are mindful of Allah, following what He instructs and staying away from what He has prohibited, when an evil suggestion comes to them from Satan to do something wrong, they remember the might of Allah and His punishment for the wrongdoers and His reward for those who do good. They turn away from their disobedience, turning to Allah, asking for forgiveness so that they do the right thing, seeing clearly what they were doing wrong and hold back from doing it.
وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ.
The brothers of the Satans who commit immorality and disbelief are drawn by the Satans into greater error, committing sin after sin. They do not stop in their efforts, Neither the Satans, with their misguidance, nor those who are immoral and who follow them, commit an evil.
وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ قَالُوا لَوْلَا اجْتَبَيْتَهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
And if you, O Messenger, come with a sign, they reject it and turn away from it. And if you do not come to them with a sign, they ask why he did not produce one. Say to them, O Messenger, it is not up to me to just come with a sign. Rather, I only follow what was revealed to me from Allah, the Quran which I recite to you, an evidence and proof from Allah, your Creator, the arranger of your lives, a guidance and mercy for the believers among His creation. As for those who do not have faith, then they are lost and wretched.
وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
When the Quran is recited, listen to it being recited. Do not talk and do not busy yourself with something else, so that Allah may have mercy on you.
وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ.
And remember Allah, your Lord, humbly, with lowliness before Him, and with fear and awe. Call upon Him in a moderate manner, not too loudly, at the beginning and end of the day, because of the special qualities of these times. And do not be among those who neglect the remembrance of Allah, the Exalted.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِندَ رَبِّكَ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ.
The angels who are with your Lord are never too proud to worship Him. Glory be to Him. Rather, they devote themselves to worship with dedication, never tiring, glorifying Him day and night, and prostrating to Him. Beneficial points. These verses contain good news for the Muslims who follow the path of their Prophet, peace be upon him. Allah will help them as He helped His Prophet and His allies. The traits of good character that a believer should possess include forgiving those who wrong them, giving to those who deny them something, and mending relations with those who break them. It is incumbent on the servant if Satan overpowers him and he commits a sin, then they should ask Allah for forgiveness, correcting what he did wrong, repenting sincerely to him, and doing good actions to erase what he did.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Gains of War, Surah Al-Anfal. Themes of the Surah, an explanation of the laws of struggle for the sake of Allah and the reasons for victory and defeat in the battle of Badr.
يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Explanation. Your companions ask you, O Messenger, about the gains of war and how to distribute it and who it should be for. Say to them, the gains of war are for Allah and His Messenger to distribute, and it is only incumbent on you to accept and comply in the matter. So be mindful of Allah, following what He instructed and staying away from what He had prohibited. Correct disagreements between yourselves and mend bad relations, and develop good terms with each other through treating each other in a good way and forgiving each other. Follow Allah and His Messenger if you are true believers, for surely faith leads to doing good and staying away from disobedience. This matter came up after the battle of Badr.
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
The true believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel awe of Him in their hearts, which make them do good actions. When the verses of Allah are read to them, they reflect on them and it increases their faith. And they rely on Allah alone to bring them what is in their interests and to protect them from what is bad for them.
الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
Those who regularly establish the prayer as it should be established and in its set times, and who spend from what Allah has provided on what is obligatory as well as what is recommended.
أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ.
Such people are true believers, combining the qualities of inner faith and outer surrender. Their reward is in having a high rank with their Lord, forgiveness for their disobedience, and a generous provision, which is the bliss that Allah has prepared for them.
كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون.
Just as Allah took away the decision about the division of the gains of war from the companions after their disagreement about how to distribute it, and made the decision for Himself and His Messenger, peace be upon Him. He also instructed the Messenger, peace be upon Him, through inspiration to go out from Medina to meet the idol worshippers, although a group of the believers disliked this.
يجادلونك في الحق بعدما تبين كأنما يساقون إلى الموت وهم ينظرون.
This group of the believers argued with the messenger about fighting the idolaters after it had been made clear to them that it had to happen, as if they were being driven to death. Looking at it with open eyes, their reaction was due to their strong dislike of going out to fight, because they were not prepared or ready for it.
وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Allah reminds the believers who were arguing about when Allah promised them success over one of the groups of the idolaters, either the caravan with its sizable wealth, so that they could take its bounty, or a group of fighters whom they would encounter and achieve victory over them. But they had wanted it to be the caravan, as this would be easy to take without having to fight. Yet Allah willed for the truth to be established through commanding them to fight, to kill the leaders of the idolaters, and to capture many of them, so that the strength of Islam would become clear.
ليحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ولو كره المجرمون.
This occurred so that Allah may establish the truth by making Islam and its people victorious, and for Him to make clear the error of falsehood, even if the idolaters disliked this. Beneficial points. A believer should strengthen and increase his faith, because faith increases and decreases. It increases with worship and doing good actions, and decreases with not worshipping and by doing bad actions. Debate is appropriate when the truth of something is not clear, but once something becomes clear, then it is only right to follow it and act according to it. The division of the grains of war was consigned to the messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, and all decisions concerning it were referred to Allah and His messenger alone. The verses confirm the believer's desire for divine help to establish the truth and show falsehood for what it is.